and Star Live with all your latest entertainment celebrity updates.
Old School 105.3, it's your girl Star. Well, you know how I told you guys I was keeping up and covering everything that's happening this summer? Well, I also have on the line a band that is performing at Essence Music Festival this year. They go by the name of Waterseed, and I have the honor of having a cousin actually in the group. His name is Amari, and I am glad and grateful that he sent all his band members my way. And right now I have Lou, Shalia, Shanice, and Amari on the line. And Lou, I just wanted to ask you, so how did Waterseed get started?
Quite simply, you know, the band started off as a writing team, writing/production team. From there, we decided that we wanted to actually hit the stage again and perform some of the music we were actually writing. And so we started looking for band members, and we put the band together and started doing some touring and releasing some music. Then Hurricane Katrina kind of hit. We all went to Atlanta and reestablished ourselves and started meeting some cool musicians. And that's when everybody else came on board. And that's pretty much the whole story for how everything got started, as you know, with this particular version or edition of Waterseed.
Right. And I understand you have some of the band members of Waterseed. Could I get all you guys to introduce yourself, and what do you do for the group?
Hi, Star. This is Shalia, and I'm a lead vocalist and also a writer.
And this is Shanice. I play the flute, do some background vocals and writing as well.
And I'm Amari. I go by the initials IMA sometimes when it's convenient. I play primarily guitar, occasionally bass, once in a blue moon keyboard, role model, and inspiration to all.
Right, right. And you guys play a major part in the group. I guess I wanted to start off and ask Lou, what inspires you with your music? I hear the sounds of Africa, Brazil, you know, the different beats. What inspires you? And then I'll just ask the rest of you guys.
Several things. I mean, it can be anything. It can come from anywhere. It could be me sitting down listening to a song I really like and saying, hey, you know, I'd like to study that song and figure out how to do my version of that song. Or it can be something as simple as a conversation that I'm having with a friend to maybe inspire something. So it comes from several places, you know, dreams. It just comes as it comes. And if, you know, I'm paying attention, I can sit down and write stuff. And that's usually how it comes together.
Well, it's like we all have very different musical backgrounds, and we all draw on a lot of different influences. So generally our music, and primarily we just want to focus on real music again. So it's like we draw from all those different influences and, of course, our life experiences, and hopefully it comes out as something that will speak to people.
And Shalia, you're a singer for the group. I guess, where do you find your inspiration, you know, I guess, writing lyrics and things like that?
Well, I can agree with what Lou has already said, but just to add to that, you know, different life situations. Some things, you know, they're really joyful, so I want to write about that. Other things are more painful, and I want to write about that. But it could also be something as simple as a beautiful sunny day, you know, spending time at the park or time with my family and loved ones. So that's also inspirational. But I can tell you this, a funky bass line and a banging beat, that's inspirational any day.
Right, right. And Shanice, you play the flute, I want to say, is it?
Yeah.
What also do you find your inspiration in, you know, collaborating with the music?
It definitely comes to the different levels of emotions that, you know, I go through, as well as something as simple as, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but if I'm in a store, you know, I'm listening to something I might not have heard, and I kind of want to find out who that artist is, and then I go from there, you know, and I just kind of really take on, even from a vocal place, you know, I love vocals and the different ranges. And then from there, you know, I definitely listen to the lyrical content of it and then, you know, try and apply that to even playing an instrument because, you know, it's still a voice. I try and, you know, take those lyrics and then develop them into the actual, into a sound, I guess you could say. So that's kind of where my inspirations come from, just the different things of life. So,
right, and you guys are performing at Essence this year. So how are you guys
Woo-hoo!
Feeling about that?
That's right.
Be the first time you guys are performing there?
Yeah.
It's the first time.
And what can the audience expect from you guys? I know you're doing the reunion, I think it is.
Family reunion. Yeah. Yep, that's on the 4th of July. Waldenburg Park. It'll be fun. So it's outside. Be a great time.
You guys have some tour dates, and you know what else is going on in store for Waterseed this year?
Earlier this year we released our first part of a double disc called Wonder Love. We released Wonder Love, and that's been doing really well for us. then, and late, or we'll be releasing part two of that, and that's Wonder Love 2. So we're hitting the road with that. We'll be in the D.C. area this July, as well as New York and Boston this July. We'll be in Florida probably in September, and August we'll be in Atlanta. So we're just doing a whole lot of touring, you know, promoting our music, releasing videos. You know, you can always go to our website and kind of check that out. And we'll have to do a whole lot of music, you know, a lot of music. Trying to get the music out to people the best we can.
And I know, Lou, your hometown is New Orleans, and Maury, your hometown is North Carolina. And ladies, where are your hometowns at? You know, where do you guys collaborate to put some of your hometown flares into the music?
So Sinise is from Pasadena, Shalia, and I'm from Houston. And I think it's just natural, you know. You grow up in a particular place for years, and the culture is within you, and it's just, I think it's natural for it to come through the music.
Is there, a special performance or a part of essence that you guys remember back in the day seeing that you guys liked and can't wait to, I guess, be a part of?
I just love it. I mean, it's just people from everywhere. You know, what they do, hanging out, looking beautiful, and enjoying, you know, the city of New Orleans. As far as concerts, I've gone to a few of them. The most memorable one for me was a few years ago in Prince. At the main stage all night, and he just, you know, he stands for like from 8 to like 1 in the morning, so it was a good experience.
Yeah, they have a very diverse lineup, a lot of real musicians. Sometimes you have music festivals that have a lot of, you know, you might have 5 or 6 different R&B singing groups and this and that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but once in a while you want to see people that are actual composers and people that actually play. And so there's a lot of that there for everybody.
Yeah, and I'll just say, you know, coming from California, I wasn't familiar with the Essence Festival, but I am looking forward to coming. I've never been. So it's really exciting to not only just be in the presence of everyone else and the great energy, but to be on the stage, you know. So it's just like, and it's real cool.
Yeah, I have to agree with Denise. This is actually my first time as well as Shalia. This will be my first time, and I've wanted to go. I've just, you know, had different conflicts over the years, and so I'm so excited to not only be able to go for the first time, but also to be able to perform. Truly a blessing. And there's so many other artists that are performing at the Essence Festival that I admire and look up to. So it's wonderful.
Right. Well, you guys need to come back and perform in Charlotte, because I looked on the website and I noticed that y'all performed at, I think, the Wine Up.
Yeah, the Wine Up. Yeah, we definitely have to come back to Charlotte. We're looking forward to it. Charlotte is one of our tour routes, you know, and it's city. So, no, we're trying to figure that out right now.
And y'all are real down home, so... That's awesome.
Well, I'm glad you guys like us. I'm glad that you guys think like we're all home down, and yeah, we pretty much are. And you guys bring like one of the different sounds that I could truly say that I like. Can We Dance is one of my favorites.
And that's something that people can expect from our show for the Essence Festival, and at all of our shows. We like to have fun and dance, high energy. We get the crowd involved. We just like to have a good time, a good old funky time.
Right, right. And where can people go to find out more information about you guys? Instagram, Twitter, your website. Just give us everything.
They can, of course, just Google Waterseed, 2 words or 1 word, and all of our sites pop up. Waterseedmusic.com is our primary site, kind of like our portal to everything else. Facebook, Waterseed, Twitter, Waterseed, Pinterest, Waterseed, YouTube, Waterseed Music, and just come on by and hang out with us. You know, we truly enjoy all of people kind of coming and interacting. We're very hands-on with us, man. We'll be at Essence Fest on July 4th. We'll be hitting the stage around 4:30. So, you know, family reunion, come out, check it out. Music all day long. It's free.
Yeah.
I would like to thank you guys so much. I greatly appreciate you guys for taking the time out, and I hope to see you guys at the festival and also in Charlotte.
Absolutely. Yeah,
come by and say hello too.
Thank you.
I sure will come by. So you guys, there you have it. It's Waterseed. If you guys are looking for a unique sound, Afrocentric, just beats of amazingness, check them out. It's going down once again July 4th at the Essence Music Festival, the family reunion, and it's free. So I hope to see you guys there with Waterseed.